USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate sitting as a court of impeachment stands adjourned, sine die.
The Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. While the obstruction of Congress charge went along party lines, 53-47, the abuse of power article...
48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged.
The one Republican to vote guilty, Utah's Mitt Romney.
With my vote, I will tell my children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
Jay Sekulow is one of the president's lawyers.
The president won. The office of the president won. The Constitution won.
There's now word that Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have asked the Secret Service to turn over the travel records of Hunter Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The House Commerce Committee is holding a hearing on vaping and the impact it has on public health. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Executives from Juul Labs, Reynolds American, and Enjoy were all on the hot seat for marketing techniques that have been tied to rising rates of youth vaping. Democratic chairman of the committee, Diana DeGetti, says the new guidelines may lead young people to use menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market.
These loopholes may lead to young people shifting to using menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market. In fact, there are reports that the shift is already happening.
Some new deaths have been reported in China due to the coronavirus. The count has risen by 73 in the past 24 hours and risen to 563. The number of confirmed cases is now up to 28,000 in China. Here in the U.S., there are 12 confirmed cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Hollywood icon has died.
I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus.
Oscar-winning movie star from the Golden Age, Kirk Douglas, has passed away. His son and fellow actor Michael Douglas announced his death on Instagram. In 1991, he spoke as he received the AFI Life Achievement Award.
A very touching evening for me. You know, several weeks ago, I was in a helicopter crash. They say at such moments, your life flashes before you like a movie. I was knocked out. I didn't see anything. But thank God, I got a second chance to see it tonight.
Douglas spoke openly about his struggles with depression and suicidal thoughts after he suffered a devastating stroke in 1996 and had to relearn how to speak. Steven Spielberg presented Douglas with his honorary Oscar for 50 years at the 68th Annual Academy Awards Ceremony right after Douglas had the stroke. Kirk Douglas is survived by Anne, his wife of more than 60 years, as well as his sons, Michael, Joel, and Peter. He was 103 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.